following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Chris Verba of the Pocahontas Record Democrat and Jamie Whitney of the Buena Vista County Journal. Chris, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
All right, I sure can. Good afternoon, Senator Grassley. My first question would be, with President Trump's initial budget outline calling for a 21% cut to the USDA, which included nearly $500 million in water and wastewater loan programs, reduced staffing at USDA service centers, and about $95 million in rural economic development services that communities in Greater Pocahontas County use to install sewer systems, build fire and ambulance houses, make loans to new businesses, and in one case here, help keep a nursing home open in Lorenz. I guess my question would be, do you support Trump's proposed cuts to these programs? And how would you prefer to see these programs handled going forward?
Yeah, I think the big picture is this. Remember, presidents propose and Congress disposes. And it doesn't matter whether you have a Democrat president or Republican president. And then in regard to the local projects that you brought up, I would have to know whether that money has come directly from the federal treasury to the political subdivision or if they had to apply grants. If it's a grant application, there's no certainty that they will get that another year and another year and another year. They might get it fairly regularly, but there's no certainty of it. So that would be a factor whether or not these programs would continue. But I think the best thing to say to you is this is going to have to be scrubbed by two committees, the Agriculture Committee itself, of which I'm a member, and then there's an Agriculture Subcommittee of the Appropriations Committee is going to have to do it too. Now, just so I don't end up being on both sides of an issue, if we're going to have, we've got to spend more money on defense. Where's it going to come from? It's probably going to come from someplace else in the budget. And 3 years ago, I voted for what's called sequestration, and basically cutting over a period of several years. And then ISIS wasn't in existence then. Now ISIS is a major problem, and we found out we're weak on defense. So I want it very clear that I'm going to spend more money on defense. How much? Is it the same as the president? I wouldn't want to say that, but it's going to come from someplace. And I don't think anything's a sacred cow, except maybe veterans and Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. And we don't appropriate for anything but veterans. So there's going to be some adjustment in a lot of programs, not just agriculture. But one thing within agriculture that won't be affected is the safety net for agricultural production, because so much that farmers do is beyond the control of individual farmers. And there's no other source of revenue like there is from state and local governments for farmers. So crop insurance, PIC, and ARC, and programs like that are not going to be the ones that we're going to affect, particularly now that grain's below the cost of production. I think Buena Vista was next.
Well, actually, I'm going to follow up real quick, Senator Grassley. You had mentioned with the sacred cows that you would certainly like to see Medicaid preserved. And I guess my question would be, since out here in rural Iowa we use Medicaid at a pretty high rate for long-term care as well as getting health care to a lot of our poorer residents, with the House's proposed health care reforms being essentially tabled and delayed about 15 minutes ago, do you hope to see preserve current levels of Medicaid funding, or what direction would you like to see those go in a coming legislation?
Well, under the original House bill, which could be changed already, and if it's like you said, it isn't going to move forward, it's going to be changed some more, and next week I'll maybe answer your question better. But even if it passed as it originally passed, don't forget that Medicaid would not be changed for 3 years, so there's plenty of time for Congress to look at the changes that would be coming up in 2020 and see if they are going to be as sound of a program for Medicaid as we thought when we passed the bill, let's say, in 2017. So it's going to have a phase-in just like Obamacare had a phase-in of 3 years. Right now, then if they went ahead on 2020 with what was in the original House bill, if it's the same, I don't know right now, then the federal government's still contributing to the Medicaid program based upon more leeway for the federal or for the state governments to handle it, but with a sure amount of money coming from the federal government based on capitation and based on inflationary increase. Let me suggest to you that already under Obamacare, in a section of the code called 1332, I believe it is, the HHS can give a waiver to state to have more flexibility in Medicaid. Very few states got much flexibility. Probably they didn't even bother to apply under the Obama administration. This administration is encouraging states to make application under 1332 and probably will be readily approved. So even if we don't pass legislation, there's authority in existing law for more state flexibility on Medicaid. And the reason for that is you find a lot of states, like Indiana as an example, they've found out how to get more health care for people on Medicaid for less money than if just administering a federal program. Back to Pocahontas.
Senator, the budget proposed by the president will reduce funding for after-school programs, including meals. A local superintendent I spoke with yesterday believes free and reduced breakfast and lunches are also in jeopardy. Are cuts to those programs something you support?
Well, the answer is probably no, but I think I got to modify a no that I just gave you to the fact that we're going to have this whole budget scrubbed by the Congress. There's going to have to be a consensus. But I remember in the 1980s when there were similar proposals, they may have got less funding, but they were not obliterated as it looks like this budget does. Back to Bonavista.
In light of the Des Moines Water Works suit being dismissed, do you anticipate conservation programs such as CSP and EQIP remaining whole after the House proposed cutting more than $20 billion from those programs last year?
I don't know that there was $20 billion cut. If you tell me there is, then I guess I better not challenge it because I just don't know. That sounds like a big cut for programs like that. I'd have to give you the same answer I gave previously. President proposes, we dispose. I can tell you that EQIP is a very popular program, not just because of the money, but whatever money is available, there's great flexibility on the use of it. Many different uses. Back to Pocahontas, I believe.
Sure. I'm going to say, in your role in the Senate, obviously Judge Gorsuch is in the midst of an appointment to Supreme Court. Just out of curiosity, why did the Senate take up the Supreme Court appointment prior to cabinet picks for a number of positions, including the Secretary of the Department of Agriculture?
Because, very short question, because the President nominated the cabinet people before he nominated a Supreme Court judge. Okay. Thank you, Chris and Jamie, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa. Thank you both very much.